recover the upcoming Yom Tov. I thought to prepare for Pesach, we could take a look at a Ramban, but not a Ramban this week's parasha, and not a Ramban on a parasha we've seen recently. We usually associate the mitzvahs of Pesach with Parshas Bo, which makes a lot of sense because most of the mitzvahs of Pesach are on Parshas Bo. Most of the discussion of Pesach is Parakim Yud Beis Yud Gimel of Sefer Shmos. The Torah begins Hachoshes Elochem Mishku Kulachem Kadesh VeKiviyecha. A lot of the leaning of the next couple of the next week and a half is going to be coming from Parshas Bo. I want to actually take a look at a pasuk that's very much on our minds. One of the major pasukim of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is actually in Parshas Re'eh. Excuse me. One of the major pasukim of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is in Parshas Bo Eschanan. I'm sorry, not Re'eh. There's a Parshas Hamodos in Re'eh. Aser ta Aser. The discussion of the Shal Shogalim in general. But just a few pasukim after the first paragraph of Kriyas Shema, Shema V'ahavta, just a few psukim later, is Ki Yishalcha Bincha L'machar Leimar. Here we go. Famous psukim. Ki Yishalcha Bincha L'machar Leimar Ma'ayit Zachukim HaMishpat Mesher Tziv Hashem Akeinu Eschem. You recognize that from the Leil HaSeif, from the instructions, the beginning of Magid. That is the question that we associate with the Chacham. He asks in detail, what's the meaning of all these various sorts of mitzvahs? The Eidos, the Chukim, and the Mishpatim, three different categories of mitzvahs. Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf. And we say to him, well, Amartel Vincha, Avad Mehino L'Parim Mitzrayim. And there you go. That's the way we begin open Magid. Avad Mehino L'Parim Mitzrayim, Yotzi'inu Hashem Mitzrayim, B'yad Chazaka. We were slaves, and the Kadosh Baruch took us free. They move on to Pasuk Chav Beis. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just take us free, but also so Mosim Gedolim V'ra'am B'Mitzrayim B'Far B'Chal Beiso Le'Einenu. We got to see the awesome and awful Nisim that were visited upon Paro and Mitzrayim. We got to see amazing Nisim and terrible punishments. And the stress, le'einenu, we saw it. You go on to tell your child, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of there, and osanu hotzi misham, we were taken out, not just they were taken out, we were taken out. Remember, this is Chumash Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the next generation. Moshe Rabbeinu is not speaking to the Jews who actually left Mitzrayim. This is the door that will go into Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of there for a reason. It wasn't just to be free, it was a means to an end, to bring us to Eretz Yisrael and Torah. Pasuk Chav Dalev, Vayitzaveinu Hashem la'asos, says, Kol ha'chukim ha'ela. The Rosh Hashanah commands us to keep all these chukim. L'yiras Hashem, l'kein tev yir shamayim, l'tov lanu kol yomim. It's good for us, for our entire lives. L'chayoseinu kayom hazeh, to be alive like this day. And finally, this parasha ends these six psukim about Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vayitzaveinu Hashem la'asos kol ha'chukim ha'ela. You finally tell your child, Rabbeinu Shalom told us, command us to perform all these chukim. Excuse me, it's stuck. That's the pasuk of Dalet, pasuk of Hey. Hu tzedakah tiyalanu. And it'll be a tzedakah for us. What does that mean? Ki nishmar la'asos is kol ha'mitzvah zos. We'll keep all these mitzvahs. Lefnei Hashem l'keinu in the presence of Rabbeinu Shalom kasher tzivanu. This is a very rich telling, as we say in the Arba Banim. The response to the Chacham is extensive and expansive. What does it all mean, though? Well, a lot of parts, a lot of segments. A very beautiful Ramban. Let's take a look together. What's the meaning of this? The opening line? The boy asks, the child asks his parent, the child asks, the boy asks his father. What are the Eidos, the Chukim, and Mishpatim? Rabban explains, Sheyish Otchila Ama Ya'idu Elo HaMitzvahs Nekram Eidus. The first question is, some mitzvahs, these are three different categories of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are Eidus. Some mitzvahs are commemorative, meant to remind us of certain episodes in our history. So we ask, what's the commemorating? What's the backstory? Avur Shem Zechel Niflosav. These mitzvahs are meant to remind us of Niflos HaBorei, reminds of Nisim that we experience. Eidus Behem, testimony, testament to those Nisim. Like Matzah and Sukkah and Pesach and Shabbos and Tefillah and Mezuzah. That's question number one. All these mitzvahs have a historical message. What's the historical message? What's the episode we're supposed to remember? Number two, Mahachukim. Kinelam Tamim B'Torah. We have all these mitzvahs which are mysterious. All these mitzvahs, but we don't know what the reason is. Tachok, Nelam, Tamim B'Torah. Torah doesn't tell us any reason. And finally, Mishpatim. Mishpatim, so he says, Mishpatim, he thinks the question about Mishpatim are punishments, penalties for particular various, penalties for Chil Shabbos, penalties for Arayos, penalties for Kilayim. The boy asks, why these penalties, why these punishments for a particular halachic crime? Rabbi says, Mishpatei Yishuv HaMedinos, then you have what we usually call Mishpatim, Yishuv HaMedinos, maintain a civil society, Bedini Hashor V'Habor, Halachas of Nezek, if you cause damage, you're obligated to pay, to take responsibility for what you did. A Shomrim, if I agree to watch your property, I have to take responsibility if something went wrong. V'Shar HaDinim Shebetorah, and other Halachas in the world, Dinim Amonis, Tzadikim V'Tovim Heim, Kol Ro'ein Yakirun. Those are clearly, are just, are clearly good. The benefit of the Dinim Amonis, of what we usually call Mishpatim, self-evident. So, but a child comes to the parents and says, here are these other three categories of mitzvahs. I don't understand. Some mitzvahs have a historical message. What's the historical message? Some mitzvahs seem to be without any reason. And then you have the question of penalties for particular crimes. Eidos, chukim, mishpat. So what's the response? The tziva b'tshuvas hashayla. The response is, we talk a lot. Avadim hayinu, and osos amofsim, le'einenu. And then we say, "Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to keep the chukim and stuck at Tielanu." A lot going on, but how does this? What's the gist of the five pasuk answer? Pasuk chaf is the child's question. Pesukim chaf al through chaf hey are the parents' answer. So what's the gist of it, and how does it answer the question? How does it explain the eidos, the chukim, and the mishpat? And what can we learn from these pesukim? What are these pesukim teaching us for our avuda as parents? And the upcoming Leile HaSeder. So the Rabban says, let's learn those psukim carefully. The tziva b'tshuvas hashayla, Rabban says, and Rebbe Shlom commands us in the response to this question, shenagid la'shoel kol inyan yitzias mitzrayim. If you want to understand halacha, you have to, the answer begins with the story of yitzias mitzrayim. Hakavana b'zeh. Now, why is yitzias mitzrayim the answer to making sense of halacha in general? You'll notice that the Pshut Shal Mikra, this is not just Leil HaSeder, Ki Yishal Chabincha. To a certain extent, this could come up any time of the year. But yet the answer begins with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Kavaban Zehu Atam B'Mashamah B'Aseres HaDibros. It's similar to when the opening of Aseres HaDibros, Asher would say, Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It just had this, again, we're learning Pesukim Parshas Vaschanan and Perek Vav, a Perek earlier Vaschanan, the second time the Torah describes Aseres HaDibros, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself to Klal Yisrael, and the first Dibra identifies himself as the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim figure so primarily in Aseres HaDibros? I say, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, Bori Kol HaOlam. Isn't that much more fundamental in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Rabban writes here, as he has written earlier, he already explained this in Parshas Yisro. Ki Yiskavein, the idea, the rationale, the import of Ravon Shalom introducing himself in Aseres HaDibros, self-identifying, so to speak, as the Motzi Mitzrayim. Ki Yiskavein Shinodia Laben HaShoel Ki Hashem Hu Abore VeHachafet VeHayochol. Hashem Nizbar La Nobi Tzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a demonstration to us. You're right. Logically, the story begins with Briyas Olam. But as Ramban writes here in earlier Parshas Yisro, as the Sefer HaKuzari, who later writes in Sefer HaKuzari, in terms of from theoretically, logically, abstractly, you could start from Briyas Olam. But in terms of our knowledge and our perception of the Ribono Shel Olam, it was that Yetzias Mitzrayim that became clear to us that He is the Borei and the Chafetz and the Yachal. That He, not only did He create us at one point in time, but He continues to be interested in us and continues to be all powerful. All those Ikari Amuna that Kodesh Baruch created and continues to be involved and know and care and manage and oversee, those became very clear. As Ramban actually writes even earlier, the end of Parshas Bo, Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the attendant Nisim were an immense demonstration of all these Ikari Amuna. Kashen is Varlan, Yetzias Mitzrayim. This all became very clear. Time Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'zehatam le'einenu. And that's the meaning of the term le'einenu. We had noticed before. Pasuk Chavez. Say, ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Gazar Mitzrayim. We don't just say Kadosh Baruch Hu Gazar Mitzrayim. Again, the focus on the Nisim. Pasuk Chavez. Also, it's in the Mofsim. And it was le'einenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even He was punishing Paro in the Mitzrim, Kadosh Baruch Hu did in a way that the Jewish people could witness. Why? Not for a sense of vengeance. For education. Because the goal of the Malkus was not only to punish the Mitzrim, that was a piece of it as well, but it was to demonstrate that these Ikari Amuna, we saw through these incredible Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that He cares about the world, that He's involved. We saw it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that we saw it, and we have passed it on. We saw that what? Ki Hashem Elokeinu. Hu Elokeinu. B'Shamayim V'Aretz. Eyol Mavada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just up there in the skies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved down here on planet Earth. Eyol Mavada. He is the ultimate and only power. He calls Yivada B'Mitzias Mitzrayim. All this richness, this rich constellation, this rich set of Ikari Amuna, all became clear to the Jewish people at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kasher Perashti B'Dibur HaRishon. Ramban writes, as I already explained in Parshas Yisro, in talking about Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first of the 10 Dibros. So that's the groundwork. That's the foundation. Bubala, my son, my daughter, you want to understand halacha, you're trying to make sense of the system of obligations, the system of this discipline of behavior, then we have to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that became clear to us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And, in terms of the first question, Eidos to Yetzias Mitzrayim. To the Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the episode of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to the ideas that we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ikari Emuna that we came to know about HaKadosh Baruch. Then, that not only does that answer the question of what are the Eidos about, but now it lays the groundwork for the next question, which is Chukim. And we'll get to Mishpatim as well. Hine Ra'oi Lanu La says Kavod L'Shmo. The parent then continues to explain, as the Chumash describes the parent's part of the conversation. After saying, number one, Bubble, you should know by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was Le'inenu. We saw the Nisim. They taught us Ikari Amuna. And we were passing them on from generation to generation via the Eidos. Then, Rai Lan Lost is covered L'Shmo. A logical consequence. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us, and continues to take care of us, and continues to manage the world, and manage and provide for us, and manage our lives. So Rai Lan Lost is covered L'Shmo. It makes perfect logical sense. We ought to be demonstrating great covet revolution. Ki hu bore'enu. Number one, He created us. Our entire existence depends on Him. And Asher Higdil Chazdo Imanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu did so much goodness for us. Such a benefactor. And therefore, here we move to Pasuk Chav Gimel and then to Pasuk Chav Dal. Osanu Hotzi Mishan L'man Avio Osanu Asus Lanu Zarcher Nishbal Avosenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't only that we saw what happened to Mitzrayim. We saw the Nisan. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. He was doing for us. It's such a den of Hakaras HaTov. He took care of us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He brought us to Eretz Yisrael. So then, the Ramban says, naturally, Pasuk Chav Dalav, Yitzhavenu, Hashem L'Asos HaKol Chukmeila. Yubon Shalom gave us these chukim, which we may not understand. L'yirat Hashem Elokeinu. It's an expression of one of Yir Shemayim. And number two, it says, L'tov lanu kol yamim. Yir Shemayim, and it's good for us. So what does this mean? Here the Ramban continues to explain. HaKadosh Baruch commands us to keep all these chukim. That was category number two in the child's question. Hanis Karim be'edus chukim mishpatim. The second category of the three that the child had mentioned, edus chukim mishpatim. Why does HaKadosh Baruch tell us to keep this chukim? Now one liyira also. Here we are in Pasuk Chavdal.
Anybody wants to start, the Batina is available.
An expression of Yir Shemayim. Ba'aso say no edus. We are going to bend our will to His. We're going to align our will with Ribbono Shel'olam's. Zeichanef lo sav l'tov lanu b'achsias chukim. This will be good for us. L'tov lanu kol yamim. How so? Ki atovim him. Ein be'em chok shetia bo ro'a klal. Af b'chnoz bar time l'kol. We don't understand the rationale. We are convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means things for our best. So we're convinced that the chukim are ultimately benefit us, even if we haven't yet figured out how or why. And then he says, that's the Yiras Hashem Elokeinu L'tov Lanu Kol Yamim. He says, that's chukim. And L'chayoseinu Kayom Hazeh, to give us life, ongoing life, that's Mishpatim. That's the civil system. Ki Biklalam Nichye. We see that overall the system Mishpatim, Shor, Bar, Shorim, as he laid out before, creates a healthy civil society. And it's in even the details, we haven't yet figured out exactly why is it that this is the punishment for Shabbos, and that's the punishment for Arayos, and this is the punishment for Zeruya Kalayim. Okay. Ein b'chametos rak tov. Kulam gormim chayim tov basof. We see the overall system of Mishpatim improves our lives, and we're convinced that that every detail is Gorem Chaim Tovim Basof. In the long run, enhances our lives. Hine Anachnu Chayim Lasos Son Abo Yishu Elokeinu Anachnu Amu V'Tzom Ariso. So of course we're obligated to, it's an obligation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. So it's logical that we ought to do the right thing. We ought to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Hu Elokeinu. We're Chayavim Rasos Ritzon Abonu. Hu Elokeinu. He is our God. He is our Creator. Anachnu Amu V'Tzom Ariso. So we're His nation. It makes sense that we ought to have to listen. But not only do we have to listen, Pasuk goes on to say, Utztaka Tiyalana. What does that mean? That closing Pasuk, the climax of the message that we deliver, of the Higad Tavincha, excuse me, the climax of the message that we deliver, in response to Kishalcha Bincha Machar, when your kids will ask you questions, the climax is Utztaka Tiyalana. Hine Anachnu Chayav. We're obligated to do this, and logical that we need to follow instructions, Ribbono Shel'olam's instructions. He deserves it, so to speak. But it's much more than that. Ein b'chol mesozer rak tov. Fundamentally, they are all goodness. Ache Tiyalanu Tzedakah l'fnei Hashem Elokeinu. V'yitin hu schar b'asiyas kol metzela. He says, not only is this what we would have to do, we owe it to Ribbono Shel Olam. Benosaf hakach, he gives us schar for doing mitzvahs. He gives us schar for doing mitzvahs. Hashatim lo tzedaka. The mitzvahs are goodness. The mitzvahs benefit us. The mitzvahs are the right thing to do. If we wouldn't understand, they benefit us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu allegiance. V'nosaf al kach. Shetilonu tzedakah, but as an expression of the fact that the mitzvahs are not just things we need to do, but they're good for us. Shetilonu tzedakah v'nei Hashem Elokeinu v'yitilonu sachar tov v'asiz kamen seila. We even see part of the goodness in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu awards us for these mitzvahs. So that's what tzedakah means. Tzedakah doesn't mean that we're doing a tzedakah. that we're doing a righteous deed. And tzedakah means that Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards us. Kara gemul hamitzvah tzedakah. Ramban writes at the end of this paragraph, the Torah is using the word tzedakah to refer to the schar for mitzvahs. Ki eved hakonei l'rabo, shuchay l'avodosar. Because if the eved is obligated to his master, it's an obligation. And yitin oot sachar b'avodosar. If the master decides to give him schar, to reward him, tzedakah yasimo. That's the icing on the cake. That's even more than would have been expected. The Eved would be obligated to follow. We would be obligated to follow Ratz Hashem if there was no schar. We owe our lives, we owe our existence. We owe everything to Hashem Baruch Hu. And tzedakah tilana, Hakadosh Baruch Hu as an expression of love, Hakadosh Baruch Hu of caring, as a reflection of the goodness, inherent goodness of mitzvahs. Hakadosh Baruch Hu even give us schar. So that's the Parshas Va'aschanan conversation of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Different conversation. That's the Kenig Arbam Dibur Torah. The thrust of that medrash is that there are multiple times over the course of Chumash the Torah describes some sort of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Chazal were sensitive to the fact that different conversations play out in different ways. So this is a particular, the Parshas Va'aschanan is a particular nuanced conversation, as we point out in the medrash of the Arba Avonim. This is a child is raising a lot of nuanced questions about halacha. I don't have edus, what do you have chukim, what do you have mishpatim? Abba, Ima, explain it to me. And the foundation is, if you want to make sense of halacha, you have to start with emunah. You have to start with understanding emunah. And I think this captures a very important practical point. And Leil HaSeder is a good time to reinforce this and to make this a part of the conversations in our homes going forward. There's a world of difference between saying, you have to do this, I can't do that, and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let me do that. And so often, I think I mentioned, at least one of you in the past, only somewhat tongue-in-cheek. It's one thing that there's debate, constitutional debate, about whether God belongs in the public school classroom. I'm not a constitutional lawyer, I have no opinion on it. But Achen Vey, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so often absent from our conversations about halacha, in the classroom, in the yeshiva classroom, or in our own homes. And again, it's often something that we adults, we think about intuitively. So we know, of course, halacha means Ribbono Shel Olam expects us, but we don't necessarily go out of our way to communicate that, to verbalize that, to articulate that to children. And Pasuk is saying, Leil HaSeder in particular, is a very powerful time to make that connection between halacha and Ribbono Shel Olam. Which again, should be obvious, but too often we don't articulate. And even in our own thinking, not even articulate to our children, in our own thinking, yeah, if you ask me, why do I keep the din? Of course, I say, yeah, because I believe in Rosh Hashanah, Matan Torah, etc. But if you ask me, that's what I would say, and I believe it, but it's not, it's in my head. The question is it in my kishkas? Is that viscerally the way I'm operating? Leil HaSeder, I think the Ramban is pointing out that the psukim, this, the last six psukim in Perek Vav, the parsha of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Va'aschanan, is highlighting that understanding halacha starts with Ribbono Shel Olam, starts with the recognition of Ribbono Shel Olam that came through Yetzias Mitzrayim, and starts with the Ramban continued to point out the Hakaras HaTov, the appreciation, the gratitude of Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's Av and it's Yira. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, my existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yira. That's what needs to happen, even if I wasn't to be rewarded, even if it wasn't to my benefit, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it, that's what I have to do. But it's so much more than just that. It's L'tov Lana. It's inherently the best help in the long run, as you said. Basof. It's Gorim and Tov. What was the language? What was the language of Ramban? Gorim and Chaim Tov and Basof. In the long run, the system of halacha leads to a wonderful life, leads to a healthy life, at least a well-organized, meaningful life in the long run. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us schar. The Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing good for us. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't always see in the moment that keeping halacha is a gift, but it is. And we need to digest that idea for ourselves and integrate it more, not just in my head, of course I believe it, but integrate more into viscerally how we make decisions, how we think in the moment about what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing, and to share that with children, and to be more verbal about it, to be deliberately verbal and expressive about that. To bring Kadosh Baruch Hu into the conversation at home, in general, to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu explicitly into our conversation about events, not just XYZ happened. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was watching over me in XYZ happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of me in XYZ way. Talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu in events, I talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu in halacha. It's transformative. Leil HaSeder is a great opportunity to do that, to make that connection between what happened 3,500 years ago. What happens now? Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives, different times in history. And part of his presence are in events. Kadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself through history. Kadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself through Torah. Torah is also a very significant part, an extremely significant part of our Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our lives. And to begin to meld that into the thinking going forward, into the conversation going forward, it's a place of great growth, an opportunity for great growth. Ever, thank you so much. A productive Chag Kasher Sameach.